As the Obama administration tries to garner support for a trade agreement across the Pacific Ocean, the White House has conceded that the similar pacts across the Atlantic likely won't be completed under the current administration. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, was always seen as closer to the finish line than the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP. Agriculturally speaking, there are many issues with the European Union, such as geographic food labeling and acceptance of biotechnology, that stakeholders hope will be addressed through TTIP negotiations. Those negotiations have been ongoing and are scheduled to continue. Even though the Obama administration appears to have conceded, Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley says he thinks the agreement still has hope.
Now that the administration feels it can't be completed during this year, that doesn't mean that it's dead in any way, because the authority for the president to negotiate under trade promotion authority carries over to the next president.
Grassley says he wants to see negotiations continue specifically to address issues with biotechnology.
I expect great progress to be made. The only thing on agriculture is that we still would hope to iron out in these negotiations their position on GM, genetically modified, and if that isn't worked out, then it's pretty much the status quo. But I'm very hopeful that within a few months that we'll have an agreement that can be approved by the United States Senate.
U.S. Grains Council President and CEO Tom Slight told AgriPulse this week that he hopes to see the first-of-its-kind biotechnology chapter that was included in TPP also be included in TTIP, but he added that he doesn't expect the agreement to be finalized in 2016. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.